Just before you start listening to this podcast, a reminder that we have a special subscription offer. You can get 12 issues of The Spectator for £12, as well as a £20 Amazon voucher. Go to spectator.co.uk/voucher if you'd like to get this offer.
Hello and welcome to Coffee House Shots, The Spectator's daily and these days more than daily politics podcast. I'm Katie Balls and I'm joined by James Forsyth, and we're on the roof of Parliament again, but yet again there hasn't been a vote. But there has been a vote in the Commons chamber.
There has indeed. It's a crisp evening out here, but the proceedings tonight in the Commons were anything but crisp, because we got two contradictory results. By a majority of 30, which was much larger than anyone was expecting, Boris Johnson got Parliament to approve a second reading of his withdrawal agreement bill. But then on the programme motion, which was the very accelerated timetable that would have allowed this bill to be done and dusted by the 31st of October, and so the UK to leave on that date, he was defeated by, correct me when I go wrong, 14 votes. And so we are now in a situation where the bill is in limbo, because it can't proceed because it hasn't had a programme motion approved. Boris Johnson is saying that he's pausing it. He suggested earlier in the day that he might go for an extension if the EU insisted on the full extension to the 31st of January 2020, which is in the Benn Bill. He said he'll have conversations with EU leaders later tonight about the kind of extension that they will offer. My gut instinct is that the EU will not want to get involved in UK politics. So however much Boris Johnson might want them to, they're not going to come back saying you can have an extra 2 weeks, but you better pass the bill. I mean, they probably will offer the 31st of January to 2020 extension. And then the question becomes, does Boris Johnson choose to go for an election or not?
So as ever with Brexit, we haven't, in a way, a result has made things more complicated than perhaps we had expected.
Yeah, I mean, the kind of wonderful point is that just when you think things should begin to become simple, they don't. And it's also difficult because that second reading majority of 30, there is a fascinating question about how many of those MPs were voting for the bill because they want to signal to their constituents that they are in favour of leaving of a deal.
And people such as Lisa Nandy could fall into that
camp. Yeah, exactly.
Because the Labour MP herself has said that she's voting at a second reading and suggested that the government couldn't count her support at third reading unless the amendment she wanted to change the deal are there.
Exactamente. And the problem is that this bill is meant to be doing is translating the deal into UK domestic law. I thought it was interesting as well that the government have offered some concessions. They basically said that Parliament will now get a binding vote on whether it wants the government to continue the transition or not. But these concessions weren't enough to get it through. And I think this is one of the questions, which is, you know, yes, there's a majority of 30 for it at second reading, but can the bill get through this House of Commons in a relatively clean state? I think that is far less certain.
So let's talk about the decisions Boris Johnson now faces, and some of them appear to be political decisions. So earlier today, we had number 10 sources, loathed by some, suggesting that if Boris Johnson lost the programme motion and couldn't get a short-term extension, what he would do would be to seek a general election.
Yeah, and he himself said that from the dispatch box of the House of Commons.
And there were some other suggestions he might go for a general election immediately. People were listening out to see if he mentioned the words general election in his point of order after. Now he didn't. So, James,
given he said this from the dispatch box, right, I don't take this as meaning that this is off the table. I think what he would ultimately like is for some helpful EU leader to say, no, we want this done now. We're only going to give you an extent, you know, either going to give you no extension at all, so you better get on and pass this deal by the 31st of October, or we're only going to give you a week or something like that. I think that is unlikely to happen. I think when the EU comes back with a full length 31st of January extension, then that is when Boris Johnson will make the decision about whether to go for an election or not. Now, I think you can see why. I think there are two reasons why he might well be inclined to go for an election. One is, as I think the programme motion vote tonight demonstrates, it is far from certain that this bill can get through this House of Commons in a clean state. The second reason why he might want to go for an election is that there are two polls out today that show the Tory party on 37% and ahead of Labour by 15 points and 13 points respectively. I think any leader looks at those poll numbers and thinks that a general election now, on the basis that he's got a Brexit deal, and Parliament won't let him pass it, could be quite potent, because it enables the Tories to both go after Labour leave supporting seats in Wales, the West Midlands and the North East, while at the same time giving the Tories some protection against the Lib Dems in more prosperous suburban seats, where they can say, well, yes, we are going to leave the EU, but we're going to leave the EU. If you vote for the Conservatives, you're going to leave the EU in a smooth, orderly manner that will pave the way to amicable relations with Europe afterwards.
Now, for listeners who might be getting a vague whiff of deja vu right now, this isn't the first time Number 10 have suggested they might want an election. Ultimately, you've just laid out reasons why it could be beneficial to Boris Johnson to go for an election. But as a result of that, there is a serious question of whether or not opposition MPs would go for it. Now, the thinking and the logic by many in government, including those in Number 10, is that the opposition parties can't deny an election if an extension has been secured. And to be fair, if you follow logic, you hear the various things Jeremy Corbyn has said about how the Labour really want to have an election, but they want to do it once the no deal has been taken off the table, and similar things from the SNP, you begin to see why they believe that if they actually say yes to an extension, they can get a motion through the Fixed Term Parliament Act, or even a one-line bill where you only need a simple majority to get an election before Christmas. But we still hear from Labour MPs that they are worried about that. They look at the polls and don't feel inclined. There's this growing push within the Labour Party to go for a second referendum first. And we also have the small issue of Christmas, which means that if there is going to be an election, and Mark Sedwill has suggested this, really has to be by the first week of December at the latest. So that would mean if you want it to be at the end of November, then you decide by this Friday. Right now, that seems unlikely, doesn't it, in terms of the time it would take to secure an extension?
Yeah, so one of George Osborne's rules of politics is never expect the opposition to do what the government wants it to do. And the government really wants it to go for an election. And the flip side of those poll numbers I was just reciting to you earlier is that makes Labour MPs really keen not to go for an election now. And I think there's been a constant tension in the Labour Party throughout this process, where Jeremy Corbyn has been more open to going for an election, keener to get out to the country, and key members of his shadow cabinet have just said, no, this is not going to end well for us, so don't do that. So I mean, that is, as you say, is one of the big questions. And the mechanics of getting to an election is very difficult. So this is Boris Johnson has learnt repeatedly to his cost, this election is not in his gift. And that is the issue.
Do you think we could see a situation where Boris Johnson has a longer extension granted? And we are dealing in hypotheticals here. And he says, I don't want to wait till January, so I'm going to try and have an election. They have an election motion. It fails, and then they can say they tried to get out sooner, and in the meantime, try and get the WAB, the Withdrawal Agreement Bill, through. Is that something that you think we could end up in?
I think one of the things is Boris Johnson always wants to say that he did everything he could to leave on October 31st. I think that, you know, if it came back with if the EU came back with a full-length extension, he tried for an election again and didn't get it, then I think he would try and go for a longer programme motion. A programme motion with more time for scrutiny to try and kind of deal with some of the opposition party's concerns that away. But I think it's always with Boris Johnson, it is about him looking like he is trying to expedite this progress and he has been slowed down by others.
And just on that 31st of October deadline, is it now, and we have seen many things that seemed impossible be possible, would you say it is now near impossible for the UK to leave on the 31st of October?
It is not impossible for me to be called up to the England cricket team's tour of New Zealand this winter. I think the only possible way in which it could happen is if the EU came out and said, we are refusing you an extension. But they have always said that no deal will not be their choice. And so I don't think that, in a way of trying to pressure MPs to vote for the deal, I don't think they will want to be seen to be interfering in inverted commas in UK politics in that way. So I think they will probably just stick to the boring old 31st of January date suggested in the Benn Act, as that is the way that you can't say that they are trying to interfere in UK politics.
Now, in terms of timings over the next few days, we now do not expect to have a committee stage, amendments. The WAB is paused. So Jacob Rees-Mogg has spoken in the chamber earlier tonight after that result came in and suggested that one of the things now will be votes on the Queen's speech, if we can all remember that. Votes that we don't really expect the government to be able to win. But I suppose that is now fairly normal. In terms of an extension, when do you think we'll start to hear from Boris Johnson what he is planning to do? We know he is going to be speaking to EU leaders from tonight.
Well, I suspect, I think the EU's view was after Saturday, was let's wait and see what happens with these votes, but work out if an extension is needed or not. I suspect that unless Boris Johnson has a kind of ace up his sleeve somewhere, I suspect the EU will come back saying, we're offering you an extension until the 31st of January 2020. But obviously, if you can get all your ducks in a row and your deal through earlier than that, you're welcome to leave before then. And then I still think Boris Johnson at that point will probably go for an election, saying, I want to get on with this. I worry that this parliament will hold this up. If he doesn't get it, then I think he will try again to get the WAB through. And then I think there is another question now about whether, in the last roll of a dice, you know, if you want to pursue a different course, if you want a second referendum now, it is quite clear now that you would need to bring down the government and put in a new government in its place. I wonder whether we will see kind of one last twitch on that front.
Because once an extension has been secured, you could see figures trying to bring down the government to force a second referendum. But it could be too that Boris Johnson doesn't even need to try and call for an election, because one plan which has been talked about in Labour's top circles is this idea that after an extension is secured, Jeremy Corbyn would table a vote of no confidence in the government. They would bring the government down. And then if people don't want to put Jeremy Corbyn in as a caretaker government, Labour would wait and have a general election. So that it may be that Boris Johnson doesn't even have to make these decisions.
Yes, although I think it would be a brave opposition that, polling at 24% or so in the polls, decides to go to the country.
Thank you, James.